When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Why is it that even when we are broken and hurt from a breakup, that we still want to do everything for them? I think that is the doing of grief. Hi, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. If you're new here, I encourage you to follow and give this podcast a little rating, maybe after you're done, especially if you're on Spotify. It helps a lot. We're almost at 1,000 ratings, and that would be an amazing goal to hit. Today, we're going to be talking about, well, this is for anyone who needs to move on from their ex, especially after a breakup, which I know is really, really tough. And it's not necessarily the situation that I'm in right now, but it's a situation that I was in the past. And I'm here for you. And I want everybody to know that just because this is something that you're dealing with right now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be forever. And also, I know that it's nice to kind of feel something alone. I know that it's nice to experience what you're going through all alone, because it allows you to mope around. It allows you to be who you want to be and have no interruptions. But I just want you to know that even if that's something that you're comfortable with, I want you to know that people are here. People are going through the exact same thing as you, and I don't want you to ever feel alone, because you're not. And that's so cliche, but it's cliche because it's true. All right? So, before we get into it, let me introduce myself. My name is Joey Kidney. I'm 25, turning 26 this month. I live in Ottawa, Canada. I have a merch brand called Stay You, and we just dropped our Raised by Karen hoodies for April Fools. And everyone did think it was a joke, but they are real, so if you want to go get one, whether your mom's name is Karen or she is a Karen or you have a friend, anything, you should go to stayyou.ca and grab yourself a hoodie. Now, let's jump right into it. I know you're super eager to get into it, because, listen, this has probably controlled your entire life. And I remember the moment that I went through it, and my entire life turned upside down. It was all anything that I can consume. It was about them, about them, about them. They filled my mind, and then it stopped being about them, and it started to be about the emotion. It started to be about the hurt. And I started to not feel very good. And I'm sure you feel that way too. So why is it that even when we are broken and hurt from a relationship and a breakup, that we still want to do everything for them? Well, I think that is the doing of grief. You see, grief isn't just something that we feel when we experience death, but it can also be related to relationships. Because you love something. There was something that you loved so much that you interacted with every single day. You thought of them. And they're now gone. Which I know is triggering, and I'm sorry that sounded so emotional, but it is. It is, and I don't want to discredit your emotions. I don't want to devalue you at all. Because the feelings that you're feeling right now are very sadly true. But it's not sad. I wouldn't call it sad. Because it doesn't mean that your life is over. It just means that you need to learn to live without them. And learn to live for you again. Which is tough. It's tough, and it's something that we all have to go through. And the best thing about this is that you're going to figure out things that you actually like doing. You're going to figure out the things that you hate doing. You're going to figure out doing what you like doing for yourself. You're going to figure out so many things, and you're going to get the revenge bod. You're going to want to go to the gym. You're going to want to change your life, and it's going to be for the better, because it's not just doing it because they left. It's doing it because you've wanted to forever, and now you have to push. So I know there are three things you're doing right now. And these are the things that you need to stop doing right away. One, stop doing things for your ex to notice, so in hopes that they come back. Two, stop acting like you need to better yourself, so they need to run back to you as if you weren't good enough before. You are. And three, stop living your life for them. It's time to let go. All right? But now I have a question for you. And it's a tough question. But I want you to think about it. Even if this is something that you are not going through right now, but it's something that you went through in the past, I still want you to think about it, because maybe you were never asked this question. How do you know that you're not over them? Do you know? I know that I had a really tough time with it. I know that I still have a tough time to think about it, but I've narrowed it down to three things. One, you do things with the intention of them noticing. Two, you speak about them like it's the present. When some stranger asks you, or a barista, it's like, oh, what are you doing today? And it's like, oh, I'm going to see my girlfriend. No, ex-girlfriend. Don't forget the ex part, because it's past. It's in your past. You are now living in the present. You have always been living in the present. So number three is you are scared to do things because it may replace your memories with them. So I don't know if I was dead on with any of these, but if I was, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram being like, hey, can you stop reading my mind? That's the thing. Okay, so if you're new here, every single podcast, I always leave like a hidden message to send me on Instagram. So that tells me that you've listened to the podcast. So let's make the message, hey, get out of my head. Make it that, and I'll know exactly which podcast you listen to. It's just a fun little game we play. So that'll be fun. But I mean, I just broke your heart again. So how do we actually move on? How do we take everything that we just talked about, that we just spoke about? How do we take all of our memories with this person? How do we take our entire past life? Could be years, could be a decade. How do we take that and move on? And to be honest with you, there's nothing that anyone can say or do or think or email you or text you or FaceTime, Snapchat, whatever. There's nothing that anybody could say or do that's going to help you move on but you. You know, you might get inspired by things, but at the end of the day, you have to want to move on. So you might feel damaged or broken or even used when the one you love leaves you. They leave a bright world completely gray and everything loses taste. I remember, not to make it too personal, but I remember this, one of my exes introduced me to coffee. I mean, I knew what coffee was. Don't worry. I wasn't like just completely out of it, but I never really drank it. I never understood the reason why people drank it. It didn't give me much like caffeine boost. Anyone who like suffers from ADHD or copes with ADHD, you know that caffeine kind of makes you sleepy. And that's the same with me. So I didn't really understand caffeine. And they put me on coffee just like to go to the routine of having coffee. And the moment they left me, I got a coffee because I thought of them. And it had no taste, which is very interesting. And I went from having no taste to being very bitter. It went from something that reminded me of someone I love so much to nothing, to bitter. Which was an interesting thing for me to comprehend, especially at that time. And I'm sure you might go through something like that as well. And so we are stuck with these questions that seem to have no answer, right? How do we move on? How do we take everything that we just shared with somebody and live for ourselves? You see, well, I think it comes down to these three things. No, four things. I've already had two less that have three. Now we're onto the fourth. We're onto the fourth, ladies and gentlemen. So one, accept the breakup. It happened. I know that's very, very hard for a lot of people to do. But sitting there and realizing that this is the change that's happened in your life. This is something that has happened. It's going to allow you to accept the situation, understand what you need to move on from. Otherwise, you're just living in this limbo. You're going to be thinking about them in the present. You're going to be thinking that you're still with them. You're going to be thinking all of these things when they're not there. They aren't. Understand, they broke up with you. It happened. And that's not just me saying this to tear you down. That's me saying this to maybe help you realize that you deserve better than to be thinking about somebody who doesn't want to be there for you. So now moving on to number two. Understand they weren't the one. Now, I don't think there's this one person that is meant for us the entire time of our lives, but they weren't the one that was meant to be in your life right now.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
There's no right person, wrong time nonsense. If it was the right person, they would have made it the right time. And I don't know about you, but I don't have any more energy in me to play this game of no. This is the right person. They're going to come back. Or thinking like, why wasn't this the right person? I don't have any more energy in me. I don't. They weren't the right person. That's it. I'm done. I accepted the breakup. I understand they weren't the one. Now I'm going on number three. If you haven't already done it yet, get closure. Even if it hurts more. And don't worry, I know a lot of people are going to be like, okay, well, how do we get closure? How do we understand? Well, in about 2 weeks or so, I'm going to upload another podcast of, and it's going to be called Listen to This, If You Need Closure from Your Ex. And you're going to click on that, and I'm going to give you all of that. But if you haven't already, and you don't know why they left, and you didn't get closure, you need it, even if it hurts more. But we're going to explain in the next podcast very closely what I mean by this. Because I know everybody thinks like, okay, closure. Okay, I need them to say this certain line. I need them to tell me that they hated me at this moment so I can move on with my life. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. It does not work like that. You're not going to get that line. I'll give you a little preview to the podcast right now. You are not going to get the sentence that you want that's going to give you all your closure answers. But tune in next week and we'll talk about it. So number four, learn to love yourself again. Now, I feel like everything I've said, I'm like, oh, this is tough. Because it is tough. There's no cookie cutter. This is not a cookie cutter podcast. There's no situation in this that's going to be easy. But I think the hardest thing about it is that it takes time. This is not a one-day process. This self-love that you see on the internet, this loving yourself again, learning to love yourself that you see on TikTok and Instagram, this morning routine, this nighttime routine, this self-love routine, it doesn't exist. It's not about this silly bathtub that you take. Not silly. Listen, if you like baths, go for it. Baths weird me out. You're just sitting there naked. All right? But what I'm saying is it's not silly. If it works for you, that's awesome. But one bath isn't going to change your life. one bath bomb, one body scrub, one specialty coffee with whipped Delagna coffee, whatever it is, that's not going to change who you are. It's not going to happen in one bath. It's not going to happen in one day. This is a process. This is going to be something that's going to change your entire life. Because it does. It does. It does. You just went from thinking about marrying somebody. You went from thinking about their future with somebody, and now they're gone. And they've left your life, and your life will not be the same. And I think that's something that we have a hard time getting over, is because it's not about that the person left. It's the fact that our life is changing. And we don't handle change well. But we can. You are capable of it. So make that change. Be the one that you want to be. Stay you, but you're going to find yourself in this moment. And don't ever for a second think about doing it for someone else. This is the moment that's for you. This moment of grief and pain and struggle that you went through about this hatred towards somebody that you love so much. It's a tough thing to go through.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I said it again, damn it. It's hard, but when you make it out, you're going to be damn well deserving of it. So don't for a second think that you're about doing it for somebody else, because you already went down that road and look at where you are now. Now, this doesn't mean to stop loving or believing in love. Love exists in this world, and it's just, there's different types of love for different people and different moments in our lives and different types of love and everything. Maybe after a breakup, it's not about going to hook up or find another person to spend the rest of your life with. Maybe it's about finding a sport that you really like. I fall in love with art. Maybe it's about finding a friend that you go on runs with, or finding somebody that you write poetry together or review movies or read books. Like, I don't even know. It could be anything. But fall in love with who you are. Fall in love with your passions. Fall in love with your hobbies. And no one, there's not a single soul that deserves to take that away from you. So when you're ready to get back out there and meet new people, I want you to think about this one thing. Put your damn self first. Even though you're going out to talk to new people, meet new people, love new people, or love new things, try new hobbies and stuff like that, put yourself first. That's self-love. It's thinking about yourself first, and it's not selfish. If you're an asshole, there it's selfish, but you're not an asshole. You're just caring about who you are. Because the way that you care about yourself is the way you're going to care about others. If you don't put yourself to bed at the right time and you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be an ass to other people, because that's not, you didn't get your rest. You didn't treat yourself kindly. You didn't rest for yourself. And how are you going to be able to manage anybody else? Right? I hope this is all making sense. But in order to love anyone, I'm not saying to love yourself first. That's definitely what I'm getting at. But I don't want to say the cliche saying, but cliches are cliches because they're well lived. But just put yourself first. This idea of always loving yourself is something I can't even fathom. But when you put yourself first, you're able to think about yourself. You're able to think about, okay, how do I feel in this moment so then I can give all of what I am in this moment to somebody else. Yeah, I'm not going to fake it. This is who I am. And I go into every single situation like that. I go, all right, I'm going to this dinner. Somebody got a new job. Okay, how do I feel about their new job? How do I feel about going to sit down in a bar with about 13 different people? Okay, where am I going to want to sit? I think about these things because it's how I'm going to be able to react in the moment. It's how I'm going to feel comfortable. It's thinking about myself so I can think about others. It's putting my damn self first so I can be comfortable, so I can be loving, so I can be caring. And then I think, okay, well, if we're going to have a drink, I should probably drink some water before I even leave. So that way I don't have to ask for water, ask a server for water, and then not come back because we're a big party. You know, I think about these things. And some people think this is overthinking. I don't think it's overthinking. I think it's just putting your damn self first. And to end it off, for once in your life, congratulate yourself. Because not only did you make it this far into a podcast that reminds you of someone that you lost, but you are finally ready to accept that you deserve self-love. And I hope that's something that you understand. I want to say thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. Again, my name is Joey Kidney. You are listening to the Happy Times Podcast. If you can, please leave a very positive review. If you're on Apple, you can give some stars, leave a written review. If you're on Spotify, all you have to do, you don't even have to write anything. You just have to rate the show. Just give it 5 stars and call it a good day. I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you very much for everything. And again, Raised by Karen hoodies are now out. It is not a joke. It is very real. And I hope you guys can go get one. And there's also discount codes on the store now. All you have to do is enter in your phone number. And I promise we do not spam you. We just send you like text updates when there's a new drop or when there's a sale. And we rarely have sales. We only have about like 2 sales a year. We have a new sale coming up in April for our anniversary. So I hope you're all there. I hope you guys sign up. Just go to stayu.ca. The text thing is going to be prompted. It's going to pop up. You just enter it in. You get $10 off anything. So go do it. And thank you guys very much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week. Okay, bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.